According to Proverbs 3, 8 through 9, we are called to have a reverence for God and to honor God and to turn from evil. In these things, we find our health and our nourishment. On Growing Hope today, we're going to continue this journey of the Proverbs life as we talk about becoming our best selves.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to today's Growing Hope, where we are having fun, making friends, and finding ways to be relentlessly helpful. I am Catherine Lang, and I'm excited to have you here because you make me bolder. You make me bolder in my purpose, and you make me bolder in taking purposeful actions. I'm a natural-born encourager, but there are times when my encouragement falters, especially for self. I can encourage you till the cows come home, but then when I turn around and look at myself, I struggle for that encouragement. You provide me that encouragement. You help me determine to reach my uniqueness. You help me define the actions I need and the momentum I need to get there. Encouragement is so important for fueling possibility living. It allows us to see that even in the midst of the storm, there is a possibility. When we are encouraged, we have the courage to take the step we need to take. When you're feeling your best, you tend to be the most encouraged and the most encourageable. If you don't even get up and brush your teeth in the morning, then it can be a little more of a challenge to find the courage you need to do what you need to do. Over the last few weeks, I have been reading through the Bible. My goal this year was to read through the whole Bible in four times and to do each translation in my study Bible. So I'm on the second translation, the Amplified Version, and as I'm reading the scripture through the Amplified Version, what I'm seeing is a lot of focus on God being our help and God being our countenance, and also coming to the understanding that I am the temple of God. I knew it, but it's kind of settling into my knower at this point so that I'm understanding it more. And as I understand that God is my temple, I understand the importance of taking care of the physical as well as feeding the spiritual. Because it's a representation. How I treat the temple is a representation of my relationship with the temple owner. And if I'm not taking care of my temple, if I'm not doing what I know I need to do to take care of the temple, then what does that say about what I think about the temple owner? So I am learning, and today we're talking about adjusting to the being attractive. The Proverbs life, living the Proverbs life, is a call to be an attractive individual, to have an attractive life. But here's the key. We have to find our own unique way. And that's the way it's going to be for every step that we take. Every step on this journey is going to be about finding our own unique way. Because it's a personal journey designed by a personal God for the individual and not for everyone. Because if it was something that was laid out for everyone, then we wouldn't have to focus on and rely on the personal relationship. And the personal relationship with God is primary, is always primary. So in this personal relationship with God, we begin to understand what an attractive life really means. It means we have to eat right for our uniqueness. We have to enjoy the outdoors in our own unique way. We have to get and stay physically fit for our unique bodies. We have to get plenty of rest and relaxation for our individual needs. And we have to care about what we're doing with the temple, what the temple looks like. We have to put good maintenance into the temple. When we take these five steps, we move into an attractive life that reflects our feelings of the temple owner. I want to be a better temple maintenance person. I have not been doing a good job. I have totally let the temple fall into disarray. And it is time for me to make amends, to mend the temple and to mend my relationship with the temple owner and let him know that I'm sorry that I haven't put more focus on the temple. We have to make the choice. It's always going to be about our choice, and it's always going to be about our unique way, but we can get there. Growing Hope is going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're really going to dig into understanding how to live an attractive life. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages.
We are Growing Hope.
This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope.
Do we really understand that greater is He that's in me and you than he that's in the world? Do we really understand that since He is for us, who can really be against us? Do we understand that the battle has been won? We have no reason, no excuse to live in defeat. We got to get to a point where we say, you know what? I want Jesus. I want God's glory. I want people to know Him more than I want my comfort.
Hi, this is John Couch with This Day Ministries. Tune in to This Day in the Word every Monday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and also every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Alive in Christ radio network. Our fervent prayer is that through these radio broadcasts, that you will be challenged, that you will be encouraged, that you will be strengthened to choose this day whom you will serve.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
We are Growing Hope.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are invested in finding our ways to be attractive by walking out the Proverbs life, finding our unique ways to be the most of what we are called to be. And we can do that when we make the choices to focus on God instead of listening to what the world tells us is what we're supposed to be doing. The world has a lot of opinions about what attractive is. And oftentimes I think that the world's idea of attractive is designed specifically to make us feel like we are not attractive. The world's viewpoints point out our flaws more than our unique positive qualities. The world will add that and or but. You know, you would be a really pretty woman if, you would be really pretty but you have, you would be really pretty if you did this and this. The world has restrictions and limitations on what can be attractive. But that's not the way God designed it. That is the way the world has crafted it. God designed each and every person to be beautiful, to be attractive, to be enticing, to be amazing, because God doesn't create anything that isn't good. Every time God created something in the beginning, He would sit back and He would go, this is good. The only time He didn't sit back and go, this is good, is when He realized, He knew, but when He saw that Adam was alone, and He then made it so that man and woman were available for each other, completed each other, and in that completion, it was good. So if God does not create anything that's not good, there then you can assume and should assume and should be bold in the idea that you are attractive. Your unique qualities make you uniquely attractive. You are unique in all the world. No one else is like you. And therefore, you are attractive. The key to living out the attractive life is not fitting into the mold the world has set, but into living out your complete design from God. So how do we go about doing this? Well, the first thing we need to do is we need to eat right. If you listen again to the world's going to tell you all the rules of what you can't do. God says, listen to me. Listen to your body. When I was pregnant with my first son, I craved McDonald's french fries. And yes, I know, I saw you all roll your eyes. Believe me, I understand. But it was only after years later, as I was doing some research, that I realized that one of the key components of migraines is salt, not having enough salt, which causes dehydration. And when I was pregnant with my oldest son, I stayed dehydrated. It made me nauseous. I stayed sick because I stayed dehydrated. I could not hydrate my body. I tried. I drink water all day long. Turns out water didn't have salt in it. Turns out you need salt to be hydrated. So I was craving the salt, not the fries. But I did not know that. So I've learned to listen to what my body is saying so that I know what I need to give my body. If I feel the edges of a migraine coming on, I know that salt is necessary. My body is needing that salt in order to get back to hydration. As you listen to your body, you understand what it is that your body needs. And then you begin to develop the balance that works for you. Now, the pyramid can be a guide, but it doesn't have to be the end-all be-all because you are unique. So you have to listen to God, pray about what you're doing, and find the foods, the system, the way that works for you. Basic rule of thumb, eat when you're hungry, stop when you're satisfied. Okay, the second thing we're going to do is we're going to enjoy the outdoors. This doesn't mean you have to become a camper. There are people all over the world that do not like camping, and that's okay. The thing that we're looking for is that connection with God's creation. One of the only way that your body naturally makes vitamin D is through a connection with the sun. But it doesn't have to be a long connection. You don't have to spend all day in the sun. 30 minutes in the sun a day will change the chemical balance of your body. It will change your attitude, and it will create the vitamin D that you need. And did you know that walking barefoot outside on the ground is beneficial to your health? Now, let me add this. Don't go walking barefoot on hot pavement, because that doesn't do anything to balance your health. It will make you run faster. But what you do want to do is get connected to God's creation. Again, that's what being outdoors and being outside is all about. The third thing that we're going to do is get and stay physically fit. And physically fit is going to be defined differently for every single person because everybody's body is unique. You don't have to run a marathon to be physically fit, and you don't have to be physically fit if you're running a marathon. Haha. See, it's a unique thing, and you have to, again, develop that personal relationship and listen to your body and be bold enough to say, just because that worked for you doesn't mean it's going to work for me. Or be willing to accept that this worked for that person, and maybe there's a way to incorporate it in your life. The best example I have for this is with yoga. I've been going to a yoga class the last few weeks, and what I have discovered is that yoga is basically the dance stretching that I have done all of my life combined with core exercises. It really is. It's all the same types of movements and goings and doings. And one of the yoga instructors always says, listen to your body. And they'll say, okay, get into this position. And I try not to laugh out loud because apparently laughing out loud at the yoga instructor is not good for your health. But I try to listen to what they're saying and think about what muscles are we working on and how can I modify this and still work the same muscles. It's all about listening to your body. The fourth thing that we're going to do is get plenty of rest and relaxation. You know, the noise today is 24/7 and it's really easy to get caught up in that information dump. And when you do, you lose your rest. You lose your, definitely lose your relaxation. And these are essential components to getting to a place of peace and calm. So you have to know where your happy place is and go to that happy place. And you have to know about your sleep needs. You have to understand your unique sleep needs because we all have unique sleep needs. My husband is a 9-hour sleeper. He's not happy without his 9 hours. I am a 6-hour sleeper. I can even do less sometimes. But if I'm not feeling well, I need more sleep. Today, I got up, got going, realized that I wasn't feeling well, and went and took a nap. It's knowing your body. It really is about knowing your body. And finally, care about how you look. You do not have to be fashion model ready. You don't have to be formal attire ready, but get up, brush your hair, brush your teeth, change your clothes. Be willing to be seen in public. Do what you can where you are with what you have so that you're comfortable in whatever scenario life leads you towards and God puts you in. Making the most and being attractive is not about fitting into someone else's mold. It's about being the best you that you can possibly be. It's about making the most of your unique design and living out boldly what God has called you to do because you are comfortable, you are content, you are fit, and you are rested and able to take the steps into that design that God has for you. Being attractive is important to living out the Proverbs life, and we are called to living out the Proverbs life. We are called to be a testimony through our lives. Growing Hope is going to take one more brief break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about living the attractive life. Growing Hope, we'll be back after these brief messages.
We are Growing Hope.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
We are Growing Hope.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's episode of Growing Hope, where we are invested in finding our attractive life, building our attractive life, making the most of this temple that God has designed, and taking care of this temple in order to honor the temple owner and creator. If you have been enjoying this journey to discover and live out and walk out this Proverbs life, please connect with me over at www.theproverbslife.com and share with me your thoughts on this journey. You can also find the links to get your copy of the Practical Proverbs book. And it's also a study guide, so you can increase your study on the Word and develop that habit of living out the Word, because ultimately that's the key. Investing daily in that personal relationship with God is what creates the pathway that's going to get us to the Proverbs life, that's going to get us to that life of peace and joy that we're called to live out. We will never get there on our own. It's not possible, because we're not designed to get there on our own. God designed it so that we have to depend on Him in order to get there. Your attractive life is unique to you. Nobody else can tell you how to live out your attractive life. They're going to try to tell you. The pictures in the magazine are going to try to define attractive. The ads that pop up on your social media are going to try to define attractive. The current diet or system of eating is going to try to tell you what is attractive. The way that you come to understand your unique attractiveness is to first invest intently in that personal relationship with God, because everything for your life comes through that relationship. And as you understand that personal relationship, you begin to see the uniquenesses that affect your daily living. And He cares about it all. He cares about everything. He cares about what you care about. So if you're concerned about what you need to wear to that next meeting, talk to Him about it. He cares. And so because He cares, He has made a way for you to uniquely live out your attractive life without the pressures of the don'ts that the world tries to pour on top of you. He's a God of can. He's a God of you can do this and you can do this. And when you get caught up in doing all the cans that God has for you, you don't have time to do the can'ts. You're so focused and so busy and caught up and enjoying the journey of His cans that the can'ts don't even come into effect anymore. So invest in learning what God has for you and what God desires for you, and then begin making the choices to live it out. It doesn't have to be complicated. We just invest a lot of time and energy into making it complicated. We invest a lot of time and energy into choosing to do things the way we want to do them instead of the way that God has cleared for us. It's kind of like driving down the road. You're driving down this nice, clear interstate that's just been recently paved, so it's nice and smooth, and everything's going great and wonderful, and you see this trail off to the side that goes down into the woods and into the weeds, and you think to yourself, hey, I could take that trail, and I could get to where I wanted to go, and maybe you could. But would that trail be as simple and as quick and as cleared as the interstate that you're on? God's made us an interstate for this journey to an attractive life. All we have to do is be in tune to Him, listen to Him, and then choose the ways that He has led us to go. It's going to be unique to you. If you care about makeup and you want to wear makeup, dab it on. If you don't want to wear makeup, don't let people pressure you into it. You will look different with makeup, but that doesn't mean you look better. It means you look different. You don't have to look different if you don't want to. It's up to you. The choice is yours because it's your journey. Connect with God and let Him lead you into those choices. You are attractive. Be beautiful. Be the beautiful you that God designed you to be. Thank you so much for joining me today for Growing Hope. Remember, connect, grow, share. We do more and we do better when we are connected. So I look forward to hearing from you. Join me over at snarkyrainbows.com or theproverbslife.com. And until next time, remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope at Catherine Lane, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more.
Visit www.catherinelane.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living.
Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.